Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court flips today for the first time in 15 years. Terry Bell reports.
Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in late this afternoon, and after that happens, the High Court will have a 4-3 liberal majority, the first time progressives will be in control since 2008. Historically, Supreme Court candidates declined to take positions, but Protasiewicz made her left-of-center views the centerpiece of her campaign. The race she won in April was the most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history, due in no small part to the important cases expected to come before the court in the months to come. They likely include abortion, gerrymandering, and voting rules for next year's presidential election. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A new effort to increase confidence in elections is underway. The group Keep Our Republic organized in Wisconsin this spring. It held its first seminar for local leaders last night in Chippewa Falls. Director Kathy Bernier.
Our community engagement programs begin to tell the truth about our elections to the people like you, and then you can help spread the truth.
Bernier says Wisconsin has safe, fair, and accurate elections. A Democratic congressman says Republicans are setting the federal government up for a shutdown this fall. Mark Pocan points to inaction on the House Appropriations Committee as proof.
If they can't even pass the bills they're putting out with their members, it's going to very likely be a shutdown because they're okay with that. And no one should accept that as you know, another day in Washington.
Pocan was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. Wisconsin has the largest and longest-running high school apprenticeship program in the country. The Urban Institute says it's a model for others. Mike Moen has more.
The Institute's Robert Lerman helped compile the findings. It says the Badger State's approach really gets to the heart of blending academics with on-the-job training.
They have part of the day or part of the week. They're at their workplace. But the whole point is that the workplace is a learning center for them.
The Institute says another highlight of Wisconsin's program is that it has statewide curriculum skill standards, meaning an apprentice's credentials can be portable. Researchers say a weak spot is limitations for youth to move on to registered apprentice systems that offer extended training. I'm Mike Moen.
A lawsuit challenging the city of Milwaukee's ability to promote civic engagement has been thrown out. Last fall, a Milwaukee voter and the Republican Party of Wisconsin sued the city over its Milwaukee Votes 2022 Get Out the Vote effort. A Milwaukee County judge dismissed the lawsuit yesterday. The judge wrote, the civic engagement efforts did not cause harm to the plaintiffs, but rather were a part of democracy. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're still trying to learn more about a visit from the vice president. Kamala Harris is scheduled to stop in Milwaukee and Pleasant Prairie Thursday in appearances connected to broadband funding efforts. The exact locations and roads impacted by the motorcade aren't yet known. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by State Representative Janelle Branchon against Wisconsin's Elections Commission over 3 military ballots mailed to her house. The judge said the suit should have been directed at Milwaukee's election office instead. The judge did acknowledge a need for the Elections Commission to clarify military ballot handling, but said he lacked the authority to order them to do so. Two guys that robbed a Milwaukee bank yesterday got away but didn't get far. About $10,000 was recovered after the afternoon heist at the U.S. Bank near 54th and Congress in Milwaukee. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers lose in D.C. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., it looked like the Brewers had a win over the Nationals.
And now here comes Weimer, who's hit it hard twice, but has nothing to show for that. He's 0-2.
Hit in the air into center field, and that ball is crushed. Call going back, turns around. Watch this, baby. Goodbye. Brewers take the lead. Joey Weimer smashes one into the seats in right center field to make it 3-2 Milwaukee in the seventh.
Highlight, Bally Sports, Wisconsin. The Nationals came back to score 3 more runs and get the win 5-3 over Milwaukee. The Brewers have now lost 4 in a row. Corbin Burns has had 6 quality starts in the past month. Win or lose, it seems like the Brewers are in tight ball games every night.
Yeah, I think that there's signs of us, you know, playing some good baseball. We scored a lot of runs in Atlanta. You know, score a couple runs today, so it's definitely there. there. We just haven't, you know, pitched the ball the best.
The Crew made a trade with the Mets last night, picking up outfielder Mark Canna, batting 245, six home runs, 29 runs batted in exchange for pitcher Justin Jarvis. Canna joins the team tonight. Craig Counsell.
Probably going to play a lot of right field, and that's going to move Sal to some center field. So, you know, we'll have to kind of mix and match with the outfielders. We got the DH spot, obviously, that's going to be in play too. And there'll be some, you know, whether it's Christian or Mark with some DH at bats, it opens that up too.
NFL, the Packers had their first practice in pads. The play of the day was a 45-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Christian Watson. Peyton Manning arrived to talk to the players. What was it like to be with the former Colts and Broncos Hall of Famer, Jair Alexander?
Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it feels good because, you know, we beat Peyton Manning in the Pro Bowl. You know, got a little advance, you know, got a little advance off that. So it was always good to see Peyton.
You're the king of good trash talk, though. Did you say anything to him today?
Nah, I just take the ball from his son every time I see him. I'm punching out or something. He starts smiling. That's all.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. It's August 1st, man. We're moving on down the road, right?
Yeah, summer's wrapping up here fast.
Oh, man, you're wrapping up.
Well, I mean, we still got a month,
no,
but it's going to go
like
fast.
You. I'm like you, man. It's, you know, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you hear August 1st, you know, whatever it was, our wildest thoughts and dreams and what we were looking forward to, you know, in April and, oh, man, May, June, July. We've got all that ahead of us, and man, we're going to do all this summer. We're going to be doing all these things, and now you
Yep, just now we got 30 days left till the kids go back to school. It's going to be all downhill from here.
Well, yeah, man, I guess I would say, you know, we haven't had a bad summer outside of the lack of rain. It just is, you know, it's not been overly hot, right?
No, we've had pretty nice weather.
Yeah, we have. And because we haven't had rain, all the different events and things that we go to in the summer, we've been able to go to, right?
Yeah, I've had a couple of weddings, some festivals, nothing's been rained out.
Right. All in all, if you, you know, look at it outside of the lack of rain, you couldn't have asked for a better summer, man, weather-wise.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had a lot of high humidity. It's, you know, 90 degrees only five times. Last month when we could have, I think the year before, we really had a lot of heat and a lot of humidity. So very, very fortunate. Let me say this, Calvin. I was listening to a news take this morning, and today, for the first time in 15 years, the Democrats are going to have the majority in the state Supreme Court, man. Let's not, you know, under-recognize that. Because, Calvin, do me a favor, man, and look up some of the laws over the last 15 years that the Republican-controlled state Supreme Court, you know how to do that, has come up with. Because I know that there are a lot of things over that 15-year period that really have impacted and affected, you know, people in this state that, you know, really have not benefited the average person, but has benefited major corporations. And we, I mean, we've got to celebrate. This is a celebration. Because I remember when the Republicans first took over the Supreme Court and they had a stranglehold on it for 15 years. And this state has been turned inside out and upside down. And now finally, Janet Protasiewicz is going to change that lever of power. It's like one switch. And I don't know if you can undo the damage that 15 years of conservative rule in a situation or in where the Supreme Court was not supposed to be partisan. But clearly, in the state of Wisconsin, over the last 15 years, the state Supreme Court has definitely been partisan. No question whatsoever. And now, what has already been a sign of what's to come is before, Janet Protasiewicz has even taken her position. There's gnashing of teeth from Republicans because the new liberal majority on the state Supreme Court is going to fire or has fired the director of the state court system. Now, this guy, let me give you his name. This guy's name is Randy Koshnick, a Jefferson County Circuit Court judge who was appointed by Scott Walker and has been able to make decisions or that have certainly leaned to the right or made sure that judges under his control have made decisions that clearly lean to the right. And so he's been given his walking papers. Randy Koshnick, who has held the position since 2017, when he was appointed by the outgoing conservative majority, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he received a phone call Monday afternoon from Justice Jill Karofsky, informing him there were enough votes to fire you tomorrow. It's a wrecking ball, Koshnick said of the move. I'm not sure what my options are. I'm still exploring my options. I'd like to continue to serve. He's been replaced. Karofsky did not immediately respond to email messages and voices from the Journal Sentinel late Monday. Conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell first reported the phone call from Karofsky. Protasiewicz, a former Milwaukee County judge, joins the court Tuesday after defeating former conservative Supreme Court Dan Kelly in April. Her seat creates a liberal majority in the state's highest court, giving the justice the power to take a number of actions to reshape the status quo, including naming a new court's director. Calvin, have you been able to dig up any...
Yeah, I'm finding some stuff. A lot of it is from in 2022. Like, I'm having a little trouble finding.
Okay, well, that's
older
all right.
Stuff.
Take your time.
Yeah.
But the reason that this is so important is that there's a message being sent. Certainly what Republicans feared all along if Janet Protasiewicz won, and certainly the reason all that money was spent, because they knew what was going to be forthcoming, and right away we see it as the new justice will be taking her seat this morning. So Koshnick was appointed this is the person who is going to sit in the interim. And let me get a name. And then we'll move on. Okay. Where's the name? And while I'm looking for this, it's a sign of what is to come. And we know that as long as, here's the other side of this, the Democrats stand to sit or have control over the state Supreme Court. And Calvin, one more thing. See who the oldest state Supreme Court justice is. I don't think there's anybody over 55 who's a state Supreme Court justice, which means with good health, there's not going to be an open seat for some time to come. And turnabout is fair play. And what Republicans are going to get is a dose of what they've, you know, meted out over the last 15 years. And let's see how they handle that. Calvin, did you find
that? Yeah, Ann Walsh Bradley is 73.
Oh, 73. Wow.
And then Janet Protasiewicz will be the second oldest at 60. And then okay, everyone else is between.
So Ann Walsh Bradley is Republican?
I would assume so, yeah, but I'm not sure.
I think she is. Okay, so one seat possibly available. And for the Republicans possibly to reclaim it. But, you know, people don't give those seats up. They generally die in those seats. So, anyway, kudos to Janet Protasiewicz. And now we'll sit back and watch, hopefully, to see some things change. Calvin, you got anything that...
Yeah, at least in 2022, the big ones that are sticking out to me are that... they ruled that a Walker appointee could keep his post. I think that one had pretty bad effects on our democratic process. And then they also banned ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin in 2022.
All right.
Those were the two big ones I saw from last year.
All right. So listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, got a lot to talk about. Congratulations again to Janet Protasiewicz and really for all of us who, you know, are really thrilled on the left side of the aisle to see this 15-year reign of conservatives controlling the state Supreme Court come to an end. Be right back. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 84. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. High temperatures reach up to 87. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday with daytime highs approaching 88. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Calvin, Sundays in Wisconsin, it's a sacred tradition that beats loud and proud. The Green Bay Packers, you've dreamt of being a part of this winning franchise, and now you can. Civic Media's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every game all season long, and your business can be in the huddle and on the line of scrimmage when you become a sponsor of the Packers broadcast. The Civic Media marketing teams are ready to get you signed up with the Green Bay Packers, the Wisconsin Badgers, and with local high school sports broadcasts. Call and make an appointment to speak with one of our team members about this amazing opportunity. Call now to set up an appointment, 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. But you must hurry because these appointments are filling fast and only a few sponsorships remain. Your business can be affiliated with America's favorite team. 608-819-8255. Get off the sideline and get in the game. Call today. And if ever there was a time to have that announcement, it's August, and so that means, you know, football is right around the corner. Excuse me. You know, Calvin, man, I've got a son that lives in Phoenix, and we've been talking about this 31-degree streak of over 110 degrees. And I don't even know how he survived. I don't know how they're doing it. But good news, Calvin. The 31-day streak of 110 degrees has been broken.
What was it, 109?
It was, come on, man. 108. Oh. You know, maybe they can feel a 2-degree
Yeah, maybe it's noticeable.
No, man, I still, like I said, man, I just will never, ever, ever understand, you know, how people want to put themselves through all of that, man. I really don't, man. Here's a story, man. You ever hear of leprosy, man?
I've heard the word. I'm not sure if I know exactly what it is.
Well, you know, it was in the Bible, and the first time I ever heard of leprosy and what it was, you know, it was when I was a kid and was in Sunday school, and they first explained the lepers, and they had all these bumps and just all over their faces and all over their bodies. And I haven't heard leprosy. I thought leprosy went the way of the Old Testament. But apparently, leprosy is still around. And man, it's happening in Florida. You know, man, it's happening in Central Florida, a resurgence of leprosy. And I don't know how those things are gone for, you know, centuries, and then they come back. Health officials say the cases of leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, are surging in Central Florida. In a news release Monday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that Central Florida has accounted for 81% of reported cases in the state and almost one-fifth of the reported cases nationwide. Leprosy has been historically uncommon in the United States. Incidents peaked around 1983, and a drastic reduction in the annual number of documented cases occurred from the 1980s through 2000, the release reads. However, since then, reports demonstrate a gradual increase in the incidence of leprosy in the United States. The number of reported cases has more than doubled in southeastern states over the last decades. And, you know, authorities said that several cases in Central Florida have demonstrated no clear evidence of zoonotic exposure of traditionally known risk factors. They also noted that they have reported a case of leprosy in the area in a male resident without risk factors known for transmission routes. After we come back from break, man, I'm going to talk about another vaccine that's suggested for elders. And we talked about this a little bit the other day with Sandy about vaccines and why people aren't willing to accept vaccines. And I want to bounce this one off of you on the other side, 844-967-2789. You know, I'm a guy who you know, gets my vaccinations. But I gotta, you know. Anyway, gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Gas prices are inching up. They've gone from an average of $3.54 a gallon last month to $3.78. Oil analyst Tom Closa says the hot weather is a factor.
Refineries are built to run when it's 90 or 95 degrees, but when it's 100 to 105, they cough and wheeze a little bit.
Average for a gallon of regular in California today, $5.01 a gallon. Police in Memphis credit tight security with preventing a former student from entering a Jewish school with a gun and potentially staging a mass shooting.
I think this suspect was going to harm somebody before the day was over.
and that our officers were able to intervene and protect the citizen.
A North Carolina driver has turned himself in after plowing his SUV into a group of migrants in a Walmart parking lot. This woman lives in Lincolnton.
It's terrible. It's not even something I can even fathom happening.
His family says the driver hit the gas pedal by mistake. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On a violent Monday in Milwaukee, six people were shot, including two fatalities. One of the deceased victims was identified as a 53-year-old man who was shot while mowing his lawn. The other victim, a 34-year-old, remains unidentified. Governor Tony Evers strongly condemned the neo-Nazi gathering that took place in Watertown over the weekend. Around 12 individuals dressed in black waved a swastika flag during a local Pride in the Park event. Kamala Harris is scheduled to stop in Milwaukee and Pleasant Prairie Thursday in appearances connected to broadband funding efforts. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by State Representative Janelle Branchon against Wisconsin's Elections Commission over three military ballots mailed to her house. The judge said the suit should have been directed at Milwaukee's election office instead. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're just talking about leprosy reemerging in Florida. And, you know, vaccinations, which I'm going to talk about after we go to our first caller, David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, you know, this is the way I look at it. And obviously, you know, with my family, we've been in and out of hospitals for our older parents and what have you. And one of the things that is not being talked about enough, I mean, obviously you're bringing up the vaccine end of things, but the fact that antibiotics, everyday antibiotics are becoming less useful every day, and more Americans, there's been an exponential spike in the amount of Americans just dying from everyday infections. Because keep in mind, you know, bacteria, germs have been around for billions of years. They've been around for a long time. Humans have not been on the earth all that long. And antibiotics, you know, we have been overusing them now for quite a while. And normal, like I said, normal infections now are becoming very deadly. I also point out to, you know, the sexual diseases that have, you know, like gonorrhea, syphilis, they're completely, some of them are completely resistant to all of the treatments that are currently out there. And what I suspect is also happening, the same thing can happen with vaccines. Vaccines over time, just like an antibiotic, eventually the bacteria will figure out a way to get around it and it will change. And we have to find a way to keep ahead of this, because it's becoming a bigger problem now with what we're doing and, you know, going forward. That's just a fact.
Well, let me ask you, man, because there are less and less people being vaccinated. And so what's to happen? Are people going to just continue to, you know, disavow what is said again by, you know, the CDC, and just take their chances?
You got a shingles shot recently,
absolutely,
didn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. 20 years ago, I know I actually had some cousins of mine that got the shingles
shot.
Hey,
David.
Shingles shot back then. Listen, what I'm going to say.
Well, David, I had shingles.
What's that?
I had shingles.
I understand that. And what I'm saying, though, is they got the shot, okay? And the shingles shot like 15, 20 years ago is different than what we have today. So and the reason being, they've switched it up. My cousins, even though they had received the shingles vaccine shot, they both got the shingles.
Well, Dave, there's
even
no...
after they received the vaccine.
So, Dave, I you know, last year I got a flu shot. Guess
right.
what? People catch the flu. There's no guarantee.
Right.
Okay, so listen.
That is absolutely
so,
right.
Okay,
you're making
so,
my point.
No, I'm not making your point. There's no guarantee.
Yes, you are. You're saying that the vaccine, okay, a vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting
hey, Dave.
Whatever
nothing's 100,
thing it is.
Nothing's 100%, man. Nothing. There's less.
It.
Okay,
what
so.
I'm saying. And what I'm saying to you is, Earl, listen to what I'm saying.
I hear exactly what you're saying. I heard it the first time.
Antibiotics are becoming ineffective. Why are antibiotics becoming ineffective?
Because things mutate.
Germs are evolving.
Because, yeah, they mutate.
Yes.
Okay.
They've been here for billions of years, way longer than we've been around.
Well, Dave.
They're designed, okay, what they're designed to do.
Dave.
And unfortunately, it's nature's way of trying to keep things in
Dave,
check.
We understand that.
Get rid of the weak.
We understand that. But if you're one of the weak, you're looking for every opportunity you can so to prolong your life. And so when people like you talk against vaccinations and that maybe, you know, they don't work 100%, there are people that they work for and save their lives. So when people like you want to send messages that people shouldn't take vaccines, I'm sorry, man. You know, I'm sorry. They're not 100%. Nobody ever said they were. But if it means that you have an opportunity to protect yourself, why wouldn't you?
Earl, I did not say I'm against vaccines whatsoever. I'm just pointing out the problems that we're having with our current medicine.
Hey, Dave.
That is what I'm bringing to your attention.
Dave, we are aware of that.
To your attention.
Well, and especially those of us who have aged, Dave, who take these vaccinations. We're aware of that. But we think it is to me, I would feel better if I've done everything I can to protect myself and my family. I'm not going to say, oh, by the way, it doesn't work 100%, so I'm not going to take it. That's nonsensical to me. Thank you very much for the call. Here's what brought about, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The United States is approaching a public health milestone, and this is in today's New York Times. And with the recent recommendation by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to make anyone 60 and older eligible for the newly approved vaccine against the respiratory syncytial viruses. This will be the first year that vulnerable individuals can protect themselves against the triple-demic of RSV, influenza, and the coronaviruses. Together, these viruses could claim tens of thousands of lives this winter, but if older adults receive the vaccines when they become available, such a tragedy might be averted. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. The majority of our listening audience is in that demographic. My listening audience is in that demographic of 60 and over. So knowing what we know and what we've seen with COVID over the last 2-year period, and certainly we can be cynical, and certainly we can say, well, those things may not work. I got my first flu shot, I think it was last year. I had never gotten a flu shot. And yes, Dave is right. I got a shingles shot 2 weeks ago. No, maybe about a month ago now. I got another, what was this other shot for? My lungs, a vaccination. Listen. I told you if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70 years old. Why would I say, well, you know, these things aren't 100%. Listen, you're trying to hold on to life. You know, I don't know anything. You know, people say that, you know, once you get to heaven, it's going to be streets paved with gold and pearly gates. But I'm not in any hurry to get there. The only life I know is this one. And so for people to say, well, I'm not taking that because I don't trust they're doing something to make money. Well, if that's the case, they're going to make some money off of me because I'm going to take whatever I need to take to prolong my life. And we've seen what took place with COVID. Now, they've stated that together these vaccinations can stop tens of thousands of people from dying. Why would I put out information to refute that? What would I want to gain? And what do we gain by putting out information that scares people away from taking the vaccinations? The CDC has long recommended the annual flu shot, which has a high uptake among older individuals. Last flu season, 71% of those 65 and older received it. So 71% of people 65 and older received the flu shot. Interest in coronavirus boosters is lower, but coming into the fourth full winter of COVID, I hope people who are most susceptible to severe COVID will get a shot of the booster set to be released in September. And now people can add a vaccine or an RSV to the mix. In fact, I'd encourage older individuals to get it as soon as that vaccine becomes available, which could be as early as the end of this month. And that's Dr. Nguyen and of the CDC. Now, I don't know about you, but I clearly know that as I've gotten older, I've lost the ability and my immune system to fight off these things. That's a sign of us being human and vulnerable. Young people don't have to worry about those things. But you and I, if we're wise, we had better. You know, I'd like to hang around a little longer. You appreciate life more the older we get. Because as the years pile up, the more you realize your time here is limited, even more so. So I enjoy the sunrise. I enjoy the snow. Well, somewhat. I even enjoy the cold weather. But listen, man, try to do something to hang around. RSV is frequently thought of as a threat to young children. It causes far more illness and death among older adults. The CDC reports that every year in the United States, there are up to 160,000 hospitalizations among adults 65 and older because of RSV. The virus claims the lives of 100 to 300 children younger than 5 annually, compared with up to 10,000 deaths among older adults. Think about it. It's on the horizon. Give it some thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Racine and Kenosha, Civic Media and WRJN have landed your Green Bay Packers.
Not only will you be able to hear your team run over the NFL this year,
but now is your time to make your dream come true and be an official partner with the Green Bay Packers. One phone call is all it'll take to set up an appointment for Tuesday, August 1st and Wednesday, August 2nd. WAUK and WRJN will be around to talk to you and your company about how you can have your brand associated with not only the Packers, but the Badgers and local high school sports.
And we'll also buy you lunch.
What are you waiting for? Call Civic Media now at 608-819-8255 to secure an appointment for next week.
Only a handful of Packers sponsorships left, so call us now.
608-819-8255. You don't want to miss out on a partnership that will be more profitable than your fantasy football team. 608-819-8255. This deal is a guaranteed touchdown.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 84. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 64. High temperatures reach up to 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 80 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. Can the nuclear weapons genie be put back in the bottle? You know, I wonder what your thoughts are when I read this paragraph. 844-967-2789. It should make you pause and think. Whether you're an American or Russian or Chinese, the vehicle today for eliminating nuclear weapons is the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, passed at the United Nations by a vote of 122 nations in 2017. There's only three nations that did not support this treaty. The United States, Russia, and China all refuse to sign a treaty to do away with nuclear weapons. Is it any coincidence that those three nations, the most powerful of all the nations, are the ones who want to hold on to their nuclear weapons? I live in America. And I just don't think this makes any sense. Well, Earl, you know we got to have them because everybody else has them. Well, if that's the case, why are we trying to stop other nations, especially Iran, from having them? If we have to have them, how is it our role to stop another nation from getting them? 844-967-2789. Think about what I just said. It makes no sense whatsoever. And with this movie, Oppenheimer, out, that is now exposing the hypocrisy in all of this, look, at the end of owning all these nuclear weapons, the only thing at the end of it is death. That's all it's for. For no other reason, no other purpose, but to destroy human beings. I mean, just think about that. And we've got the second most on the planet. Again, we only make up 4% of the population, global population, but we're right behind Russia with the most killing sticks than anybody else in the world. And yet we are threatening Iran and saying, you can't have one. North Korea has it. Well, we told them they couldn't have it. They got it anyway. How does he, I mean, how do these things make any sense? All they do is promise an end to civilization. That's their sole purpose, is to end civilization. And this movie, Oppenheimer, points at the prehistoric weapons. And we've seen, some of us, through history, the damage that was done when Hiroshima and Nagasaki, human beings, got to see firsthand what prehistoric nuclear weapons would do. Why are we continuing to spend the money on upgrading the destruction of mankind? Makes no sense to me. 844-967-2789. Makes no sense to me. And at the same time that we're having the conversation about it, there's a threat on the horizon with Russia and what's happening with the Ukraine. Don't fool yourself. It's on the horizon. Russia is saying, well, you know, if you push us too far, we just might. We're that close. We had an opportunity to lead and say we're with the majority of the rest of the world. Let's do away with nuclear weapons. After all, the United States leads the world in many areas. Listen, I don't care. We're going to die anyway. But all of us are going to die. I don't care how you try to preserve your life, you're going to die. We're born to die. But not by nuclear weapons. It's nonsensical. Absolutely nonsensical. And yet we as, you know, sheep don't say anything about these things. I mean, it's like, why should we say anything about them? We can't do anything about them. Yes, you can. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
So much love could fit in a little band of gold. But I'm telling you, darling, I feel it in my heart, got it in my soul. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you. With this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. You know that I love you.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.